you're looking for a break from all that leftover turkey, how about pizza? No, seriously, the pizza you're about to hear about is so good. I stopped by here in our resident chef Kathy Gunn's house in Maine over the summer and learned how to make a pizza like no other. Kathy, it is nice to be in your house once again in beautiful Maine.
Welcome.
And I have never, ever had a clam pizza before, so this is going to be a first.
So in New Haven is the first place I had it, at Frank Pepe's.
Pepe's,
you know it. Pepe's. Okay, so they're super famous for a white clam pizza, which when you say that, most people go, what? Clams? But they have to be fresh. If you take them out of a can, it's a whole other thing. So if you can, in the summertime, if you can get your hands on some little neck clams, you're going to have the most extraordinary pizza with like briny ocean flavors. So what we start with is I take 2.5 dozen little neck clams and I put about a cup of white wine on them, a little bit of olive oil, red chili flakes, and pepper, and I crank it over a high heat until the shells just open. So you can see here, they're just opening. So what I'm going to do now is take the clams out.
You're just pulling them out with your fingers.
Just pulling them right out of the shell with my fingers, and I'm going to keep them whole. If you're using cherry stones or quahogs, which are much bigger, you could chop them coarsely. But the beauty of having a whole clam on your pizza is that when you bite into it, you get that beautiful ocean scent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You take the clams out of the shells, and you cook down the liquid that's left in the skillet, which is now clam juice, white wine,
by the
olive
way, oil. The clams by themselves right now, from the looks of it, would be a nice meal.
Please help yourself.
Even without the pizza.
Yeah, you dunk a little bread in there.
But you're saying that you take the liquid then once you're...
And you cook it down, and then we're going to glaze the pizza with this beautiful juices. So what I'm doing now is once the clams are out and open, I'm just cranking the heat underneath the gorgeous juices in the skillet still because I want to cook them way down. And this sauce, because it's got the briny clams and the white wine and the olive oil, is going to make a gorgeous glaze for this pizza.
And what is the point of the glaze? Why do you need that? Does it make that big of a difference on the pizza?
You get, like, you taste the crust, the yeasty dough, you get some of the Parmesan cheese, then you get the bite of this whole clam, and then you're like, whoa, what is that on top? And that is the glaze.
Mm-hmm.
You also could do this with mussels or oysters.
On a pizza?
Why not? The thing about pizza is that it is probably one of the most adaptable foods there is. You have this blank canvas. You can put all these different flavors and colors on it. Like, what's a bad pizza combination?
Now, why the white clam pizza as opposed to a clam pizza with a red sauce?
Good question. Because the clams have such a unique flavor, if we were to add tomatoes, the acidity of tomatoes or tomato sauce could really overwhelm the delicate clams.
Why do you think clam pizza hasn't taken over at the big pizza chains? Nobody ever orders a clam pizza the way they do with a pepperoni, sausage, cheese pizza.
Think about it. America.
I have a hard enough time getting anybody to even eat seafood. I love it, though.
I love it, too, and I can't get enough of it. And when I first had this in New Haven, I was very skeptical, although I love clams. I just thought, clams and pizza, it doesn't sound right, but wait. Let me just check our glaze here. Take some of these out. We'll get to the dough in 1 second. So we have a pound of pizza dough here on a clean, well-floured surface. You know, when I have a lot of time, sometimes I'll make my own dough, and it can take 2 or 3 days, and it's amazing, and it gets all yeasty and smells great, but I really like the pizza dough I've been finding in the grocery store. And I'm kind of using my lightly floured hands to just, like, patting a baby's butt. Like, just to flatten it out a little. Baby. I don't throw it in the air. I don't do the dramatics.
Okay.
But I do lift the dough up and let gravity stretch it as I am moving it in my hands round and round in a circle, letting it droop and go down, but not rip. So now I'm going to take a well-floured rolling pin. I also don't care about having a perfect circle for pizza. I actually prefer one that looks like a world map or something, you know, oblong. You can make a perfect circle.
They look
circle.
More artisan when
they
they're
do,
misshapen.
Right, yeah.
Right.
And I am pushing very lightly on my rolling pin. I don't want to work the gluten too much. I don't want to make my dough too thin or anything. That's actually perfect. Then I'm going to put it on a paddle or a large spatula that also needs to be lightly floured.
That's like almost as big as the spatula that Uncle Buck used to flip the pancakes back in the 80s.
Right, right. Okay. And then always, for whatever type of pizza I'm making, I add about a tablespoon of olive oil, which I put right on and spread with my hand. It kind of just lubricates the dough, and you're going to have this beautiful olive oil flavor on the bottom. And then I'm going to give it a grinding of fresh pepper, because pepper, we don't need any salt because clams are super salty.
You're sprinkling pepper right on the pizza dough.
Exactly. So okay. I have a pizza dough with just some smear of olive oil, freshly ground pepper. Mm. Then I am going to add some grated Parmesan cheese on the bottom. Super simple recipe.
And not a ton of cheese.
Nope. Well, we're going to add a little bit more on top.
Okay.
Now I'm going to get my clams. There's also some beautiful garlic and parsley there. And then we're going to add a tiny bit of red chili flakes.
Red chili flakes really do make almost anything better.
Totally. And you don't have to add a lot so that it's spicy. But if you like that, you can.
So now this pizza is pretty covered with clams.
It is indeed. Oh, my goodness. It looks good. So then.
More cheese.
A little more cheese. And we're going to pop this into a very hot 500-degree oven. If your oven goes above 500 and you can get it to 550, preheat it, put it in on a pizza stone. If you don't have that, you can use a cookie sheet or a baking sheet upside down, inverted, and let that preheat so it's hot. You can also do it on an outdoor grill. The recipes will have directions for that.
Now, for some people, as they listen to this, on a hot day, depending on where they are right now, you still think pizza is the right thing for a hot summer day?
There's nothing that I love more. I garden, and I have a pretty large garden, and I love to go in the garden, pick a few tomatoes, pick some fresh basil, and if I have my pizza dough ready, I can put dinner together in 15 minutes. So yeah, I think it's great summer food, and you can do it outdoors on your grill.
A few minutes in the oven, and it's time for the finishing touch. Okay. This is the fun part, Kathy. Now you're just drizzling the
reduced clam juices and garlic onto this hot clam pizza.
Okay, time to taste. Mmm. That's what you were waiting for.
We were waiting for that. You know, like close your eyes and imagine you're at the beach.
I'm imagining that I'm like in Italy right now at tasting
that's
this.
Even better.
Now, Kathy, I could eat this clam pizza all day long, but you have made two more, and I want to make sure that our listeners can see them on our website, hereandnow.org, but let's try them also,
okay,
because
great.
They look delicious.
All right. Well, this is nice and hot. This is the tomato with anchovy.
A lot of people don't like anchovies on things.
Take it off.
I have to say,
just
I'm kind of excited. Off. I'm not going to take it off.
Oh, no, but I mean, if you don't like it, this is a great pizza even without it.
These tomatoes look delicious also.
Yeah, well, it is summer,
which is hard to find.
And then the arugula on top is peppery and crunchy and green. And so it kind of, it's almost like a salad on top of the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It gives it a really fresh, I really love that peppery bite of the arugula.
I taste the anchovy and the tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
It's like eating a really good tomato sauce on top of your pizza, the way the tomatoes just cook down slightly.
Okay, and the other one you have here is
this is the spinach. And it's got some of the I sautéed the spinach in olive oil and garlic, and then I rolled out my pizza dough, put some ricotta, mozzarella, and then just smeared the whole thing with this beautiful sautéed spinach and garlic.
Now, Kathy, I fear that I would not be able to do as good of a job as you have done with these pizzas. You
what?
Think that it's doable?
I know it's doable. That's why I write the recipes. If you follow it and you use your instinct, but also have fun with it. Add different spices, add different vegetables, just whatever you love, use that pizza dough as your canvas. But Jeremy, I actually think you could make one better than me.
I doubt that.
I have that kind of confidence in you.
Here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst, although today I am in her residence and I am Kathy Gunst resident radio host Jeremy Hobson.
And you are welcome. Anytime.
Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming up.
My visit with Kathy from July. You can see the recipes and pictures at hereandnow.org. By the way, I made the clam pizza a month after my visit. It was easy and delicious.